7. All right, okay, we're on Daf Kuf Yud Bet. We're going to start a little bit further back on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Abet. A bit further back than I would like, but let's go. But Tani, so we basically been discussing the three different shittot, right? There was the Tana of our Mishnah, which we proved was the Tana de Barabi Shmael. Then there was the Braita that we brought, where there was a machlok between Tanakama there and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Is that right?
Yeah.
No. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, right. Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
We discussed the shittot, the basis for each one of them. And then the Mishnah, the Gemara turned to our Mishnah. And we said, V'tanidi dan ma nafshach. Right, what was the question of ma nafshach? We said as follows. What's going on with our Mishnah? I yalif sachir sach, if you don't exera shava, so then you should have said ger toshav. Remember, we said ger toshav, our Mishnah Tanakama learnt that in Ger Toshav you only chayev on Biyomoti 10. You haven't got Baal Talin. You've only got the mitzvah aset, not the mitzvah aset. So we said, why not? You should have both mitzvah aset and the mitzvah aset if it's a gzera shava. Because the gzera shava took the pasuk in Dvarim and the pasuk in Vayikra, they were both sachir and coupled everything together. So we had Behema, we had Sachar Yom, we had Kailim, and we had Ger Toshav, and all of them were Baal Talin and Biyomoti 10. So if it's a gzera shava, then Ger Toshav should be also Baal Talin. And Eloi Yalif, and if you never learned gzera shava, Zachir Zachir, so then Behema and Kailim. Now, where did he get the source for Behema and Kailim? They're animals and Kailim, also over on Baal Talin and not just on Sachar Yom. So Gemara says, Lolam lo Yalif Zachir, in fact, he never learned gzera shava. So where did he learn Behema and Kailim from? V'shani atam da'amar kra, v'lo talin pulat zachir itcha ad boker. The pasuk in Vayikra, right, says, v'lo talin pulat zachir itcha, with you. What does it mean, with you? Kol shepulato itcha, whatever's with you. And that is Kailim, and that is also Behema. Right. So the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case. Then, afilu ger toshav nami. Ger Toshav is also itcha, with you. So why is he excluding Ger Toshav? He learns Behema, he learns Kalim. Why not couple in already Ger Toshav, have a package deal Ger Toshav? The Gemara says, no. Amar Krai Reacha. The Pasuk says there, it says, Lo Talin Pulat Zachir Itcha, Lo Tashok Ed Reacha, Velo Tigzol Lo Talin. And he starts off by saying, Reacha, your friend. Right? Reacha, Velo Ger Toshav. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, Afilu Behema Vekem says, the Ger Toshav, Nami Amakari Achari Achav, lo Ger Toshav. The Gemara says, Ihachi, this is what we got up to yesterday, right to here. Ihachi, that's the case. Afilu Behema Vekelim Nami. Right? In other words, they aren't Reacha. So if you want to tell me that we can't learn Ger Toshav because we need Reacha, but we can learn Kelim and Behema because of Itcha, so we've got a steer here between Itcha and Reacha. Either it's with you, it's your friend. So you're telling me that you can't learn Ger Toshav because you're a Chalin, or so I can come back and tell you, how do you expand onto Kalim and Gay and Behema? They're not your friend. Right? So he says, no. Ha-ketiv itcha. So he says, no. He comes back and he says, the itcha, we live with the itcha on with you. Ger Toshav is not itcha. And that's the story. The Gemara says as follows. Myra itelera bought Behema v'kalim ulitzi Ger Toshav. So we don't understand. Explain to us. How do you get the Svara? To Dafka decide on Kalim Beger on Kalim and thank you Robert on Kalim and Behema and on a Ger Toshav. He says Mistabra, so we got a svar. Behema the Kalim have a rabot. We must exclude it. Why? What's the svar to include that? Sheken Yeshtan Bichral Mamon Reecha. Because that is Mamon Reecha. Ger Toshav and a Bichral Mamon Reecha. So even if you want to say Reecha, right, Reecha, we can still live with Reecha. Why? Because Kalim and Behema is Mamon Reecha. So your friend is included here. Ger Toshav, no matter how you look at Ger Toshav, the Itcha isn't a bigger problem. Reecha is the bigger problem. He never becomes Reecha. So now we go back to Tanakama. So now we finished with the Tana of our Mishnah. Now we go back to Tanakama of the Braita. Remember the Braita started and said, Me'achecha, we said, what's your brother? Specifically to exclude Acherim. Right? And Acherim there was Oved Kochavim. Remember that? The Gemara says like this. B'tanakama de me'achecha, hai re'acha, mai avdilei. So this Tanakama, who learns achecha, pratle of day kochavim, so what does he need re'echa for? Because how does he use that pasuk? What's the limud of re'echa for him then? Right? It seems like it's miyutar. Because he's already got re'echa, your friend, from your brother, which is greater than your friend, right? So he says, no, he needs that pasuk re'echa. Why? לכדיתניה רעך ולא עמלקי. He needs an extra limud to tell us that you've got an isur here of Baal Talin or of Baal Tashok, right, etc., of Dafka your Rea below Amaleki. So what do you mean Amaleki? A goy, right?
No, it says goy here.
Steinzalt says Nochri. Wow. Really, that's censorship. That's interesting, eh? So that's obviously censura, that our Gemoras were censored. And that's why it sticks. Our Gemoras were censored and stuck in Amaleki. And the Steinzalt is uncensored version, and therefore he sticks in Gnochri. Wow, interesting, eh? He says, why do you need Velo Amaleki? I like the Steinzalt version. And Velo Nochri, right? Right? And why not Nochri? So he says, Nochri, Me'achecha Nafka. You've already learned Nochri. Because Me'achecha, we've said, the Isra is only with Achecha to exclude Obed Kochavim. Obed Kochavim could also be a censorship, right? Could mean to mean going. So the Gemara says, no, we need them both. Why? Chad leMishra Oshko, v'chad leMishra Gazlo. The one, there's a heter. We need the Re'acha, and we need Achecha. Achecha tells us that you're allowed, right? Well, I don't know which is the order here. But the one is LaShokoto. That you're allowed to Oshek a goy. With Oshek, there's no Isra over here. And the second heter is to steal. Now, what's hell of interesting here is, if you look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Rashi says there, when it comes to gzeilo, he says gzeile mamish. Mamash gzeile, to steal from a goy. There's a heter here to steal from a goy. Okay, we won't discuss it now. So that's why we need them both.
You can't. No.
Okay, I said we're not going to discuss it. You want to discuss it? Right. Says v'tzrichi, right? And we need the limud for both psukim. Why? The iashmin and gzeilo. If we had just learned gzeile, which was Rashi says yeah, gzeile mamish, you could probably steal from him. Mishum de lo tarich bay. We'd say, why can you steal? Because I didn't work hard. So you're going to take what's for him. It never worked for you. Aval oshko. But to shokoto, not to pay him on time. The tarach gabe, when he worked for you, I'm a law, you wouldn't be able to do that. On the other way around as well, v'yashminan rak oshko, if we only had the second pasuk, right? Then we'd say, mishum de lo ateli day, because why can you take it from him and ola shokoto? Because he hasn't yet got it. So while it's still in your hands, you can la shokoto avagzeilo, to ateli day, but once it's already in his hands, then you can't do it. Therefore, so gemora tzricha, you need them both. I think it's a chaval to go into that now. None of us believe. I don't think that anybody still. I don't think any halachic authority will tell you a chidin gets steal from a goy.
The commentary here is that the Meiri, referencing Baba Kama, says that this refers really only to Odei Kochavim and primitive peoples that do not subscribe to the basic concepts of moral conduct.
Okay, so there we are. So the Meiri helped us. All right, for Rabbi Yossi. So now we've explained Tanakama. We explained the Tanakama of our Mishnah. We explained the Tanakama of the Brighter. Now the Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Hai lo talin pulat zachir itcha ad boker, my avidlei. Because remember that Rabbi Yossi, look at Rashi there, Rabbi Yossi hai itcha, right? This itcha, where we said that this itcha limits you only to the work that's done with you, and that's where the Tanakama learnt of Behema and Kalim. Right, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, he said that you've only got Baal Ta'ashok Bilvad. Right, he hasn't got this. So what does he do with Itcha? Look at Rashi. The Mar Be'mina Tana Didan Behem V'Kalim. Ata learns Behem V'Kalim. V'af Agav the Gzera Shava Lo Gamir. Remember, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda never learned the Gzera Shava, but we see that Ata, even without the Gzera Shava, was able to learn Behem V'Kalim from Itcha. So why does Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda learn this Itcha? What does he do with this Itcha? He doesn't learn it, obviously, because he says there's no Gzera Shava. But even without the Gzera Shava, we could still learn it. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda doesn't learn it. So what does he do with Itcha? That's the Gemara's question, right? Mibayelei, he needs it for something else. Like Rav Asi. Tam Rav Asi, afilu lo scharo ele livtzor lo eshkol echad shlamim. As you only hire him for a minimum amount of time, for a little way, just come and pick one bunch of grapes, right? Look at Rashi says the Elesh Livsor Shkolechad, Klomar Sakhir Shaot. Not a Sakhir Yom, just for a few hours, right? Over Mishum Baal Talin. Okay? So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda needs that Itcha to say, no matter how little he worked for you for, if you don't pay him on time, you're over on Baal. Does it be a permanent employee or even a day worker? Even a guy who come into your house and just pick up a piece of paper is already good enough. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ve'idach, Atana. Right, what does he do with Where does he learn this Eshkol Echad Shlavim? Mm-hmm. What's his makor for that? He's already used Itcha for the Behema and the Kailin. Right? He says, no, he learns it from Iva Elavu Noset Nafsho Nafka. He's got a separate pasuk over there. That's the pasuk in Dvarim, Kavdal, it's the Biyomot Ten Tzcharov, Notavola Vashemesh, Ki Anihu, Ve'elavu Nosei Et Nafsho, and this is the reason. He's keeping himself alive, Ve'lo Yikre Lech Hashem. So what does it mean up there? He says there, Davar Hamoser Nafsho Alav. The worker is basically taking risks. He's putting himself at risk to work for you. That, no matter how little, once he's Moser Nafsho, even for the slightest amount of work, you owe him the money. Right? So that is how he learns it. Look at that Rashi there. Kol sheshibed atzmo alav. Even if it's for 1 hour or a little bit of work, makes a difference. As soon as he's done shibud, it's just now the Gemara stuck as the Eidach. So now Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, right? He used that pasuk to teach us, right? He said that itcha, what did he use that pasuk itcha to us about the Eshkol? Our Tana learned about the one little bit of work from Ve'elav. So what does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda use? What does he do with Ve'elav? Not itcha. Itcha is already used. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda already used itcha. Tell us the Eshkol. Now we've seen that the pasuk of Ve'elav. So what does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda use? How does he learn that? He says that he needs a pasuk for something else. Right? He needs it. Mibayla lechditanya for another brighter. What's that brighter? The pasuk says Ve'elav unoset nafsho. Right, and the bright expounds on this pasuk. What does it mean? Ve'elav said nafsho. He says like this: Mipnei ma ala azeh bekevesh v'nitla be'ila. And why did this go onto that ramp or climb up onto a tree? Umasat atzmo lemita. Why? Lo al sacharo, for his wages. That's just pshat. He uses that to tell us. Right, look at Rashi there. And he shok iluhu notel. He's talking about umaskana kol hakovesh sachar. He says, therefore, anybody who doesn't pay away a guy his payment, right, is basically we'll see in a second how this machlok and how to explain it. Right, that a guy goes to work, and his livelihood is dependent on that. You don't pay him, taking away his livelihood. That's what he uses it for. Right, and davar acher, another reason for this pasuk, ve'elav unoset nafsho. You're killing him. If you don't pay him, if you killed him. And on this, explaining this second davar acher is a machloket between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. The question, when it says there, kilu notel nafsho, is he taking away his life? Whose life is he taking away? Is he taking away, I explained it simply, right? He's taking away the life of the worker, right? Yeah. But maybe no, maybe he's taking away his own life. Maybe he's putting himself at risk. Maybe he'll suffer here. Look here. One second. Right. Chadamar nafsho shel gazlan. So there's a machot Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. One says that nafsho, we say that he's notel nafsho, taking away his life. He's speaking about the nafsho of God. Who's the gazlan in our case? The balabayit who doesn't pay the wages. He's now a gazlan. So he's taking away his own life. The Chadamar nafsho shel nigzal, and one says no, he's taking away the life of the guy who's been stolen from, which in our case would be the worker, right? And now the Gemara explain, Mand abar nafsho shel gazlan, the one who says he's actually taking away the life of the gazlan, his own life, the balabayit, dichtiv. What's that pasuk? So we've got a pasuk over there in Mishlei, al tigzal dal. Don't steal from the dal, the weak, right, the poor. Ki dalhu va'al tirake ani bashar. And the next pasuk, it's Mishlei Perek Kaf Bet. And the next pasuk of Gimel says, ki Hashem yariv rivam, Hashem, right? V'kava et kovehem nafesh. Look at the Gemara. And he will establish for them their soul. Well, look what the Gemara says. Al tizal dal ki huda va'al tirake ani bashar. Chutib ki Hashem yariv rivam, mekav nafek Hashem. Right? Look at Rashi, will explain to us over there. Hold on. You know what? Let's go back to the Rashi that I skipped over. It says, Hachi Garsin. Rashi says, the Hachi Garsin. The Rashi says, Ve'elav unu seet nafsho. Upligye bahar Rabbi Huda v'Rab Chizda. B'mashmuut of the crowd. They argue in this pasuk. Chalaman nafsho shel sachir. See, Rashi puts in there sachir, which is the nigzal, the Gemara calls nigzal. Ne'enash alav kilu horgo. And therefore, you punished if you killed him. V'chalamar nafsho shel gazlan. Right, that's the balabait. Right, to get a chakatuv shegurei mita latzmo. He's basically bringing upon himself mita. He's basically committing suicide. Right. Now Rashi explains the pasuk. V'kava v'gozeret gozlehem. He steals the like little chicks. Uma yikva mehem et nafsham. Right, shegurei mizgalim. Right, atzman. Right. So that explains that pasuk over there. V'koveya, right? V'kava. Basically, he stole. Therefore, gormim anigzalim ra'al atzman. Right? So therefore, on this fact, he causes it to himself. So that's how the guy says it to the gozel, to himself. The guy, the sachir, dichtiv, ki rochot kol motzea betza, et nefesh ba'alav yikach. He takes the nefesh of the ba'alav. Who's the ba'alav over here? Right, the original owners. The Gemara will say in a second. Will say Balim Dahashta. Right, he takes away from the original owner, the owner that held it. He took away his life and he stole from the guy. The idach. So now each one, we've got here machlok between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Each one brings a different pasuk, right, to explain their side. So the Gemara is going to now ask, how does each of those guys learn the other pasuk on the other side? Okay. So the idach. So now we've got over here the case of the gazlan, right, where he said over there that he learnt the pasuk from Al Tigzal Dal. So Nami Akatuvet Nefesh Balav Yikach. He's also got the second pasuk. How does he explain? He says, no, Balav Dahashta. He's talking about the new Balim, not the original owner, which was the Nigzal, the Sakhir. Ele there it's referring to the Balim is the new owner, which is the guy who stole it. He's the Gazdan. The Idach and the other pasuk we learnt about on the Nigzal. Nami Akatuvet Kava et Kovehem Nafesh. How did he say, Ma tam kamar? He says, that's just an explanation. Ma tam kavai kovahem, mishum denatu nafesh. He says, that's the reason. The pasuk is explaining, right? Ma tam kava, because they took a nafesh, the nafesh of the nigzal. So he explains that he's killing based the nigzal. Okay. So we saw there that it could be either the guy who's stealing or the guy who's being started from, depending how you look at it. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that when are you over on Baal Talin? Remember the Mishnah said, only from the moment that the worker came to Tovea, right? Right? That's what the Mishnah said over here. The Gemara starts off and says, Tan Rabbanan, have a brighter over here, right? Lo talin pe'ulat sachir. Right, the pasuk says, right, in Vayikra, lo tashok et re'acha, lo tigzol, lo talin pulat sachir itcha. We saw this pasuk a few moments ago, right? Don't keep his wages. She says, lo talin pulat sachir. Yachol afilu lo tivao, even if he have a claim from you. So what's going on over here? Is this in Talmud Omar? Itcha. What does it mean, itcha? Therefore, the pasuk said, lo talin alav sachir. Don't just hang over his. What's itcha? Itcha le da'atcha, with your knowledge. Now, how do you know you haven't paid him? Because the guy came and asked you for his money. So that's the da'atcha. Afilu ein lo, right? Tamud lomar itcha sheyesh itcha. Okay, what does that mean over there? Yachol afilu ein lo. In other words, you haven't got the money. What's going on over there? Right, you haven't got the money, right? Even if you haven't got the money, tamud lomar itcha, right? When are you over? Sheyesh itcha. When you got the money. So we got here this itcha via coming to the two different things, the da'atcha, and you basically have to have the money. So what, if you haven't got the money, you aren't over? Why do we care if you're the worker and you haven't, and I come and work for you and you haven't got the money? Wasn't my problem. Go find the money. Huh?
No, the employer doesn't have the money to pay the guy.
And so?
So you might think itcha means you have to have it with you, the money to pay him.
You have to have it available.
The money. But why?
You have to have the money available.
But why are you only over it? And if so you're a poor guy, you haven't got the money. Let's say you're going to employ somebody and you haven't got the money to pay him, you aren't over?
That's the question.
The Gemara says, Yachol afilu lo tevao. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that if you haven't got the money, you aren't over.
Right.
It's outrageous.
No.
Yes. Of course. Yes. It's outrageous. Why should the worker, why should being over it depending on the money? Don't employ the guy if you can't afford to pay him. Why is it his problem? And yeah, it slipped me by when I was preparing this Gemara, that little line there, to be honest with you. Look into that. Okay.
Maybe it's a different
Avera. Why is it a different Avera? The guy worked.
No.
You owe the guy the money?
Fine. What I'm saying is Lot Halin is specific to a situation where the Balabais has the money, doesn't pay. There might be plenty of other Averas about
I would say that's Lotash. That would be Dafka or Baltash. Sure. Lot Halin should make a difference.
Well, we had the before. Was it the two rabbis last week who hired workers for each other so they wouldn't be over on this?
What does talin mean?
Talin means to leave it over. Lord Talin, you can't let his wages hang around.
That's the answer. He doesn't have the wages to pay.
I can, the pshat we can explain, but let's be honest, the svara doesn't make sense.
That's a specific avera. If you've got the money, there's other averas.
But we
saw five averas. We saw five isurei lavim and one mitzvah doraita.
No, so you don't need this one. Right. So
what are you saying that the other? But we saw
other averas that apply to not pay to hiring a worker when you don't have the money. This is specific avera
where the worker doesn't. David, I accept everything you're saying. Doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, that's me. Okay, let's carry on. יכול אפילו אם קצניה תעבודו את חשש כי יכול אפילו אם חהו עצל חנווני ועצל שולחני. So what, even if you, what happens now, if you already handed him over, we saw the other day, our Mishnah basically said that if you nitko, right, that you gave him over and you said they'll pay you and I'll take him, now what happens over there? תעבודו מה איתך ולא שימך הוא אצל חווני ואצל שכני. When are you chayev? Only when it's your responsibility, not when it's theirs. Okay, that I can understand. Because somebody else has already taken on upon himself the responsibility. So you aren't necessarily sticking around. You might be getting on a boat and going overseas. Right? So I can understand that. But if you just haven't got the money, very, very strange.
Perhaps it's a case where he had the money and then at the end of the day, perhaps it got stolen. So he hasn't got it on with him.
Okay, maybe. Ibailo. All right, so now there was a question. Choser or Eino Choser? So now we just spoke a second ago, right, of Himchau. I skipped over those lines. The Gemara just brought the Mishnah. We said Himchau, right, that you handed him over to the Chenvani or to the Shulchani, to the money changer, to the super, the green grocer. Now we're going to pay him, and they never paid him. Now what's the question? Choser or Eino Choser? Has he got the right now to go back to you? In other words, is there recourse once you handed him over to the greengrocer or to the supermarket guy or to the banker and they said they'll pay and they never paid? Are you finished with your responsibility or can he come back to you and say, listen, you didn't pay me, now please pay me, and now you basically reinstated, your responsibility has been reinstated. That's a question, yes or no. Rav Sheshet says, Eino Choser. Rav Sheshet said, no, once you're gone, you're gone. V'Rabba Amar Choser, and Rabba says, yes, you can. So now the Gemara is like this, I'm a rabbi. Where did I get? Rabbi says, obviously, if I say that the answer is yes, I must give a proof for it, right? So what's my source? Midiktani, we've got a bright that says, Eino over alav. Right? In our Mishnah, in fact. It's not a bright, I think it's our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, Himcha, look at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Himcha, Etzel Chen Vani, Etzel Shulchani, Eino over alav. We would assume that once you've handed him over, you're no longer over. Yet Rabbi says that he can come back to you. So Rabbi's got to explain what he means. So how does Rabbi explain this? Rabbi says, right, how does he mean? And over alav? I don't know what he explains. I'm explaining. Mi avar hu de lo avar. Ha mi hadar hadar. Rabbi says that when the Mishnah said, Eino over alav, he meant over there, mi avar hu de lo avar. So long as it's there with him, on that avere, it's not avar. But ha mi hadar hadar. But if he doesn't get paid, of course he can come back to him. Okay? That's Rav Sheshet, who said that he doesn't come back to him. My Eino over. What does it mean, Eino over? He says, Eino betorat lavor. Look at Rashi there, Eino betorat lavor. Rashi's over there. Betorat, klomar, Ein lo alav klum. Sheye alav betorat tamim, shum averot schar sachir. He's out of the picture. Once you've handed him over, it's not your problem any longer, and you can move on. Okay. So now, by Rav Sheshet Kabla. So now we discussed up until now in our Mishnah the whole story of a sakhir, right? The person who's being employed. What we haven't discussed really is the contractor, right? If you take a guy from Kablanut and you don't pay him, so you bring a carpet into your house, because the one is your employee. It says, because sakhir, the Torah says sakhir. So the Gzaira, the Torah is talking about a sakhir, a person who's in your employ. A private guy, let's say that you take your carpenter comes in. You don't suddenly employ the carpenter. You don't give him a klush, a sakhir. We understand.
I hear today there's a tax issue.
So same thing. No, not only a tax issue. There's a relationship. When you
I'm saying the tax is based on the relationship.
No, I'm saying
it's only for you.
Even not even work for you. I could be a
job. So
I could.
Sakhir is when I've only got one person I work for.
Yeah, I might work for other people, but for you, I'm working for you, not on a contract. It doesn't matter how long it takes to fix something.
Job.
I will pay you pay me as long as it takes to do the job. You might do half a job, a quarter job, a third of a job. I pay you for your time. A kablan is somebody, I don't pay you for your time. I pay you to do a job. That's it. That's the difference. A kablan, we don't discuss time. If you take a guy, listen, you build my house for me. I don't care how long it takes you, I pay you $100,000. Or I bring a tile in, I say, listen, I'm going to pay you on a daily rate to come and work for me now. Now it suddenly makes a difference to you how long it takes. That's the difference. A sakhir, you're paying a guy for time. A kid is paying a guy for a tot, for an outcome.
You can pay by time, and then we'll say you can employ.
A lawyer, you pay by time for because that's the way that he charges. But you can pay a lawyer as well, kablanut. You know, the fact that the lawyer charges you for time is just a way that he can stoch you more money. Right? All right. So, you buy it. So now the Gemara says first. Okay, by the way, Rav Shesh, it's Rav Shesh, they asked Rav Shesh the question, Kablanut, over la bishum bar talin, or ain't over mishum bar talin, right? Is there a six, like, says like this. So what's the Gemara saying? Gemara explains the question. Uman, because we've said this before, this is about Bakama, Gemara, right? Uman, right, who's like an artisan, who's a guy who normally gets paid on Kablanut, right? He's a lawyer in Uman, David, right? So an Uman, kone b'shevach kli, v'halva'ahi. Do you want, is that, there's a question, right? So the one side of the question is that Uman is kone. When he does something, we saw this before, right? Mm-hmm. That was, it wasn't a case of ribit, remember? Also, we what did we discuss there? We had a whole sugya with the kablan. That as he goes along, every day, he's like making more and more and more. And therefore, you give him a loan and he has to repay you. Yeah, you bring him the gold and then he has to do the work. Mm-hmm. And he brings it back. Is it ribit? Remember, we had that whole discussion, yeah, something along those lines. So the Uman, we're saying that if you bring him the raw materials, that's what we're discussing, a case of here. You provide the raw materials, so you bring him the wood and he makes the chair. So the Gemara saying is, does the Uman kone the shevach? In other words, his improvements, converting the wood into furniture, actually belongs to him. And when you pay him, you basically buying from him his share of the raw materials, which is now the improved value. And if you don't pay him, it's as if he gave you a loan. Because it's his. And until you pay him, you haven't paid back a loan. Or no. Or are you paying him for his work as a worker, and therefore, that's a good question. Look inside of you. No, Uman kone b'shevach kli v'havahi. Therefore, if he gives it to you, and you haven't paid him yet, he basically lent you his thing, and therefore there's no lot talin, because not sachir. Or do we say, no, ein Uman kone b'shevach, he doesn't buy b'shevach kli, v'schiruti, and therefore you're actually paying him, he's working for you. That's the question, right? So Gemara's Amalu Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, over. That he does over. In other words, Rav Sheshet says, Eino kone shevach. He's like a sachir. That's what Rav Sheshet says. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vaha Tanya, we got a brighter Eino over. That's a bright in Baba Kama. That you can't be over, right? Why not, aren't you can't be over? Because kone shevach. Right? So how come here he says over? Here you are over. So the Gemara says like this, Hatam shehimchahu etzel chenvani ve'etzel shulchani. What's going on over here? Right? Should we look at these Rashi quickly? I think we explained them pretty nicely outside. So it says, what's going on over there? Hatam, why over there? Right? Are you, when Rav Shesh said you over, right? We said Hatam you ain't over. So why wouldn't you be over? It says you aren't over. Because him shemchahu etzachanit tzachani, you've already given somebody else the responsibility to pay. So einachinami, you should be over, but the fact that you aren't over in that brighter that seems to be contradicting Rav Sheshet is because that was a case of like with an employee himchahu etzachen vaniel shulchani, and we know the Mishnah says that once you've already given somebody else the responsibility to pay, you're not responsible for the payment any longer. But mikaradin, you would be over. That's what Gemara wants to say. Right? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, name a Messiah lay, we can even bring a Mishnah here to help Rav Sheshet. Right? Because look over here, this Dalid here comes Rabbi Kamach there, around Tzaytet. Hanotein talitolu uman, if you gave a garment to a tailor to fix for you, Gemara or Dior, once he fixed it, it's fixed, and he notifies you. Afilu mikan v'asara yamim eino over mishum bal talin. If you haven't gone to fetch it yet and pay him, you aren't over on bal talin. However, look at the end of that brayta. Natna lo b'chatziyom, if he gave it to you in the middle of the day. Misha shaka alav chama over. Not even a whole day. Even if it was half a day, as soon as the sun goes down, you over. Right? Why? Mishum bal talin. So therefore, we see over here that he's like a sakhir. So says the Gemara, V'yamart uman kone b'shevach kli. And if we said then, Baba Kama, that the uman kone b'shevach kli, and therefore he's not an employee, right? He's basically an atzma'i, and he's an own guy, and therefore it's a loan and not sakhir. Am I over? Why are you over? Look at Rashi. Look at, any of you have got Likutei Rashi? Look at the Likutei Rashi there, towards the bottom. Am I over? He says, why are you over? On Bal Talin, Hazvunek Mezaven Enyale, he sold it to you. Velos Chiruti, it's not an employee relationship over here. Right? So why are you over? That's the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Mari Brei Rav Kahana, Begarde de Sarbel. In actual fact, you shouldn't be over. There is no over here, and Ein Achinami, a Oman is Konekli. So what's the particular case over here that you are over? Talk about a case of garbe de sarbla. What does that mean? What's the idea of garbe de sarbla? Garbe de sarbla, Rashi says over here, it's a particular type of kli. Look at Rashi. He says a full care. Full care is perushly struck. You took over some materials to him to comb out. It's some sort of, I don't know what the thing is. I don't know in English there.
Teaseling,
whatever that means. Some treatment of a garment. But it appears from here that Rashi says, she'ein kan shevach kli. It's a type of work that he did where there wasn't shevach. It seems that basically it caused damage. And the garment would be better off without this work. It would last longer, but it wouldn't maybe look as nice. So that's why the guy is treated as a sakhir, because there wasn't shevach. But had there been shevach, then you would say kone shevach and he wouldn't be a sakhir. Okay. So the Gemara says, what did he give it in for in the first place? If that's the case, if there's no shevach. He says, no, lirkuchi. So he says, but if that's the case, halu shabche, but then there is shevach. So decide, if you wanted to make it softer, then there is shevach. The Gemara says, no. Tzricha de ka'agre mine. Right? Basically, he had to pay him for what? Liftushe betasha ubetasha bemata. I don't know what this really means here, this whole process. But look at Likutei Rashi at the bottom here. Likutei Rashi explains what he says here. Vusachro ledarcha, right, to trample on it. Vehetnaimo, and he made a deal with him. Schum adrichot, for every time, every trampling, right? Kol dricha bema'a. Every trampling was 100 zuz. The sakhir yomu, and he was a sakhir yom. You weren't really paying me as a kablan, as a contractor. Velo kablan delikne b'shivcha. And therefore, he's not a kablan. You're basically buying his time. Since I need your bunch of guys, your soldiers, to go and trample on this thing every day. So every day, he'd pay 5 workers to go outside and trample, and you'd pay them for their time. So even though it seemed like it was an uman, and it seemed like it was a kablan, really it was a sakhir yom. And that's why you were over. But from Anachinami, kablan, uman, kone, shevach, and therefore, it seems to be the maskon of the Gemara, that he wouldn't be over on Baal Talin. Okay? Now let's get to that. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Sakhir bismano nishba velon. When we said that the employee, right, if he works during the day, so he's got the whole night to get his money. If he works through the night, he's got the whole day to get his money. And during that period of time, if he comes to you and he says to you, I haven't been paid yet, he can make a shvuah and you pay him. Remember that? That was the Mishnah, right? The Sakhir makes the Shvuah, right? That's the Gemara's question. Yeah. So the Gemara says like this, Sakhir, amai takil rabbanan de mishtabe v'shakil. Why did the Chachamim, right? Why did Rabbanan make this takana? Now the Gemara says about a takana, that's vadai barur to the Gemara that it's not a Doraita here, right?
Yeah.
That it was Chachamim, because we know that midoraita, it's the Balabait that makes the Shvuah in order not to pay, remember?
Yeah.
So always the case of the shvuah is a guy makes a shvuah ordered not to pay. Here, the worker comes and makes a shvuah to take money. We said the shvuah is not to give, he has to take. So it's obviously the takana. The Gemara says, So I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? I'm a Shmuel. I'm a Shmuel. Hilchot gedolot shanukan. These are big halachas we're learning here. This is halacha gedola, right? Look at Rashi, the Hilchot Gedolot Shanukan, Ke'otam Shemanu Chachamim, Benishbaim Benotim, Bemasechet Shvuot. These are part of those other halachas we learned all about the Nishba Benotel, those exceptions to the rule of making a Shvuot. The Sachir, Venigzal, an employee or a guy has been started from, or Vechbal, a damaged party, or Vechen Vanil Pinkaso, or a shopkeeper if he's got to argue on his accounts. Right? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hana Hilchot Teninu. These are halachas. These aren't halachas. Look at the Gemara. Hilchot Teninu. The Gemara seems to say, Rashi says, bitmiah, in a question. What do you mean? These aren't halachas. V'chi hilchot l'moshe misidahim. Halacha, we use the word halacha, says the Gemara, be particular. Halacha means halacha l'moshe misinai. These aren't halachot. These are made, at the worst case, they're mitzvot, best case, they're takanot. Right? He says, hilchot ninu. Hani takanot ninu. These are takanot. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? You're right. El Amar Shmuel, the Gemara corrects itself. El Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, takanot gedolot shanukan. Okay, these are great takanot that we learned here. So the Gemara says, gedolot? What do you mean they're big? If you tell me takanot gedolot, then michlal dike ktanot. Then there must be also small ones. And what are the small ones? They aren't small ones. Why do you call it gedolot? He says, you know what? You're right. El Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel, right? Takanot kvuot shanukan. Very particular. You see, you've got to be very precise with your lashon. Mamash, that's the Musara skill here. You've got to choose your words carefully. You can't just say things. Right. Takanot kvuot shanukan. Look at Rashi. Takanot kvuot. What does it mean, takanot kvuot? Ra'ui la'asotan keva. These are takanot that are worthwhile instituting on a permanent basis. Right. La'akor alehem dalvar min ha'torah. Look what we're doing here with these takanot. We're uprooting a principle from the Torah. Because midor writer says Rashi, mi sheyesh alav l'shalem, a person who's being demanded from that he should pay, who nishba, and doesn't pay, right? Dichtiv v'lakach ba'alav v'lo yeshalem. He takes a shvua, v'lakach ba'alav, right? He makes a shvua and doesn't pay. V'hacha, in this case, what's going on over here? Shaklua l'shvua mi'balabayit. We took away the shvua from the balabayit. V'shadua asachir. And we threw it onto the sachir. So there was an uprooting here, the whole principle of the Torah. The Gemara will say that in a second now. We're going to look at that. Look back in the Gemara. Right? He says, Kavod Shanukan. And the Gemara explained what Rashi just said now. Shavuot Barabait, he attributed the Shavuot Barabait, Vakura Baran, the Shavuot Barabait, and they took from the Barabait, but Shadjule Asachir. So the Gemara said, why? What was the whole reason? Mishum Kedei Chay of the Sachir. Because the life of the Sachir depends on this. He works for his life. We saw that, right? Maso Nafsho. And therefore, Chachamim said that it should be his right to make a shvuah. So now again, the Gemara doesn't like this. Kedei chayav sachir. Umishum kedei chayav de sachir. Mafsadne leil bal habayit. Now you're telling me, okay, beautiful. So we are concerned about the livelihood of the sachir. But because of the livelihood of the sachir, you're now going to cause loss to the bal habayit. Because up until now, according to the Torah, the bal habayit could have made a shvuah and said, and not pay. Now that the tzocher makes the shvuah, he's going to pay. So now you're taking money out of the Balabite's pocket because worked. Of the Shvuah. Okay, he worked. Fine. But we saw a second ago that he wasn't even over. He never had the money to pay him and he worked. Mm-hmm. Right? So says the Gemara, Balabite, Gufa Nechere, the Mishtabe, Sachi, Veshakil. You know what? The Balabite's happier this way. Even the Balabite would be happier this way. So the Gemara says, why? Ki heichi delitagru daipolim. Is that word delitagru? How do you pronounce that word properly?
Delitagru.
Delitagru, yeah. Okay. Ki heichi delitagru daipolim. Why? Litagru here is like the mitpael, right? In the, I don't know what, you know, because that the worker will hire himself out. That they'll be happy to hire themselves out because this way they'll know. Right, look at Likutei Rashi, explained it very nicely.
They're controlled.
Because if it was the other way around, like the Torah, that the Balabait makes a shvua, then the poalim wouldn't get work. They wouldn't find guys come work for him. Right? Because this is the guy who never pays you. He lies all day long, he makes shvuas, guy wouldn't come and work for you. So when the worker knows, like Robert said, it's in his control, he'll come and work for you. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, wait a second. Sachir gufa nichelei de mishtabe bal habayit. v'yifka. Other way around, says the Gemara. From the employee's point of view, the worker prefers the Baal HaBayit to make the Shvuah. Why? Ki hechi deli geru, said he'll want to hire you. Because if you're a guy who's always making Shvuahs, you never got paid, and you've got to end up forcing the guy to pay you, you'll get a bad name. They won't hire you. They'll say, oh, this is a guy who's always making Shvuahs. He's an untrustworthy worker. So the worker prefers that the Baal HaBayit makes the Shvuah. This way the Baal HaBayit is in control, and he'll be happy to pay to hire you. Okay, but you know, sometimes you prefer the work than getting paid, right? So Baal HaBayit, the Gemara says, Baal HaBayit al kol ha'agar. Says, no, this isn't the case. Says the Baal HaBayit al korche. What does it mean al korche? He's got no choice to hire you. Look at Rashi. Keshu tzarich lepoalim al korcho shochram. He needs workers. The Baal HaBayit can't work on his own. So what do you mean? He's only going to choose a guy. You can't be too picky sometimes, right? Right. So the Gemara says like a sachir nami baal korche itkar. But if that's the case, we can say the way around. The employee will also go work. He needs the job, right? So what's going on over here? He also needs the job. Ella, the Gemara says, we've seen this before, why do we let the Sakhir make the Shvuah and not the Baal HaBayit? Ella Baal HaBayit tarud b'fualim hu. He's busy with the other workers. He doesn't know what's going on. He's done a big stop. The guy employs thousands of people, hundreds of people. He remembers who he paid this morning. He knows he handed out wages. He doesn't remember who. Mm-hmm. Therefore, let the Sakhir come make the Shvuah. The Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi, nativ le'e b'lo Shvuah. If it's so complicated, then why does he have to make a Shvuah? Just pay him. He says, no, he can't just do that. Why? Because even the Baal HaBayit doesn't want to be in Israel. He says, you don't be a friar, right? I'm just going to pay you. Maybe I'll pay you. I don't know. But make a Shvuah, I'm not going to take your word for it. So he says, that's the case. If that's the case, he wants to hafish dato, then make him bring aid him. He says, no. Terichelu milk, that's too much of a job already. If that's the case, then let's find another solution, says the Gemara. Venitav lemi ikara. When the guy arrives at work in the morning, pay him. And you got no question if you haven't paid or not. Right? Pay him. Exactly, pay him. Look at Rashi there. Lemi ikara. Litkon the Baal HaBayit. Deyahiv agre betzafrem nekame avidatayhu. Diyati sachi lo meheman. Because if the work comes, you want. Then, now if the guy comes, we could say, I don't believe you because the minak is we pay you in the morning. Simplest way in the world. So the Gemara says, no. Shnehem rotzim b'hakafa. Both of them, both Baal HaBayit and the Sakhir, are happier to get paid at the end. Why? Look at Rashi, explain. Look at Rashi, says it nasty here. Shnehem rotzim b'hakafa. Baal HaBayit pa'amim she'en lo. Because sometimes he's got it in the morning, he's going to wait till the afternoon for the money. U'po'el shemi yiplu mimenu. And the worker doesn't want to take a chance. I lose the wages. You know, stay with you. At the end of the day, on my way home, I come and get the money from the car, from the office. Right? The Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu katzatz nami. Right? Look at Likutei Rashi over here. Likutei Rashi, afilu katzatz nami. This is a Rashi over there in, where's this from? Shua. He says, afilu nechleku ala ktsitsa. Because we're speaking about over here where the one says you haven't paid me and the one says you have paid me. What if there's an argument over here on how much you should be getting? There we haven't seen a case that the Sakhir can make a Shvuah and claim the amount of money. The Gemara says if that's the case, if we're saying the Shvuah here is so efficient, then let's apply a Shvuah to a case as well. There's a machloket on how much he's being owed. So the Gemara says, Alame Tanya, why do we have a brighter that says, Uman Omer Shtayim? The worker, the kablan over here in this case, actually it's the woman, says that you owe me 2 man or whatever. Vahala omer lo katzatz lecha lechad, I owe you 1. There we say, hamotzi mechavar araya. There we go back to our standard principles of bring proof. Why don't we just say make a shvuah? Right, good question, right? So the Gemara says, ktitza vada mirka dichrida incha. People don't forget how much you got to get paid. If you've paid, haven't got paid, maybe the Baal HaBayit's busy. But when you set a price, right, which I can personally attest, not always true, right, that you do forget sometimes. Anyhow, the Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi afilu avar zmano nami. So if that's the case, okay, so now we explain that. Now let's go back. We said in our Mishnah, right, when can the Sakhir make a shvua and get his money? If during that time, right, in the time of, if the guy works at night during the whole day, or bizmano, we said. The Gemara said, what is it? Why are you limiting it to bizmano? Whenever the guy comes and says, you haven't paid me, pay me. So, Alama, why are there? We've got a Mishnah that says, our Mishnah, avar zmano, Eino nishba avinotel. Why not? The Gemara says, you know why? Chazaka ein balabait over mishum baltalin. Balabait might not remember that he paid you, but one thing he won't do is be over on baltalin. Right? Vaha amar, but didn't you tell me, the Gemara says, balabait tarud before lavu? He maybe even forgot about it. He's so busy. She says, no. Hani milei mekamei delimtei zman chiyuve. That's only up until the time that he's chayiv. But matas man chiyuve, rami anaf sheo midkar. But if the time is up, he's going to pay you, he'll make an effort to remember, and he'll quickly run and pay you, and be over on baltalin.